A former MSU sports doctor is facing prison after allegedly abusing dozens of young patients and athletes. Now advocates and even some survivors say MSU has a rare opportunity here. As Michigan Radio's Kate Wells reports, they want the school to use these stories to teach people how abuse happens and how it gets missed.
Larissa Boyce has good days and bad days. On the bad days, she can't sleep, or she has night terrors and she wakes up to a very startled husband. But today is a good day. We are out at her parents' house in rural Williamston. It's beautiful outside. Skylar, her three-year-old, is obsessed with his granddad's tractor.
All done with a tractor.
All right.
Bye, Papa.
Okay.
About 20 years ago, when Boyce was a teenage gymnast, she says she told her MSU coach that something was wrong. Dr. Larry Nassar, the Olympic team coach who also worked at the school, was putting his fingers inside her vagina and anus during treatment. But Boyce says her coach, Kathy Klagis, did not report it.
She told me that I was misunderstanding it and then took me through this whole process of trying to convince me that I was wrong or thinking of it wrong.
Klagis, for her part, has denied any knowledge of abuse. She stepped down from her post after a suspension from MSU earlier this year. And now Boyce wants MSU to use stories like hers about how even the most well-meaning people can fail to see abuse.
And I would love to see Kathy share with people about how he had fooled her and say, listen, these are the red flags. This is what happened to me. This is why I believed him over the gymnast.
Experts say that that is how child molesters get away with it. They are really good at getting us to like and trust them. And the best way to fight that is to do something pretty close to Boyce's idea. Have real people talk about their abuse and how adults missed it.
He was very charismatic. People liked being around him.
A lot of talk and Mr. Cool.
Very respectful.
Kind of like a grandfather.
These are voices from a documentary-style training. It's put on by Darkness to Light, a nonprofit focused on preventing child sexual abuse. And their CEO, Caitlin Brewer, says getting groups and organizations to do this kind of training can be a tough sell.
It is literally like jabbing a needle under people's fingernails because they don't want their brand associated with child sexual abuse. And if we do prevention training, then, you know, people are going to think that there's a problem.
But when places like Michigan State University are facing these crises, suddenly we have to talk about it.
Well, I think we have an opportunity. I really do.
Jason Cody is the university spokesman. He is the guy who has been handling all of the media intensity over the last year. We sat down on campus over the summer in a hot room with a loud fan. And he says, look, MSU is already tackling this head on. They are doing big reviews of athletic training, updating patient safety policies, rolling out more background checks. But the long-term focus, Cody says, is taking these lessons to a bigger community.
If there's a broadening of people's minds that we can do that will help prevent that, we of course are going to take every opportunity we can to help do that.
If that sounds like a vague plan, it's because things are complicated right now, Cody says. Nassar's criminal case is still playing out in courts, and MSU is in the middle of litigation with a lot of Nassar's alleged victims, including Larissa Boyce. Still, for her part, Boyce says if MSU ever wants her just to come talk about her experiences, tell students or staff how her abuse was missed all those years ago, she's in.
That would, redeem the situation. Almost. At least a little bit. And show that they really do care and really want to change and be better than the other schools that have experienced this and be that example for everybody.
That is one thing that she and MSU say they agree on, that out of these horrific abuse allegations, now the school has an opportunity. I'm Kate Wells, Michigan Radio News.